You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm the very best I can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on the third live hour on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's June 18th, 2017, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome aboard, and want to make sure I get the caller in right away, because we have a lot going on here today, and the callers are very important. Paula from Maryland. Hello, Paula.
Hi there. Okay, I'm going to just get on with this, and happy Father's Day to all of the priests out there. My question is, I think that you're open-minded enough to handle this, and I have been hesitant to who I ask this to. I'm wondering when a parent, mother or father, if they have a deceased child and they mourn, M-O-U-R-N, they mourn for their deceased child, if there is more to it than emotion. And what I'm getting at is that the mother once had the child's DNA in the body, okay? But I'm wondering if the DNA from the child stays in the mother's body, you know, long after birth. So I'm wondering if when a parent goes through mourning for their deceased child, if there's more to it than emotion. So do you have a comment on that?
Yes, I do. There are two parts to something on that area. I'm going to take us on a journey for a few minutes. There is the force of, in everyone's life, people try to work with the soul. I have long advocated, and I am dedicating my life to the idea that the spirit or the soul really does the healing of the body. And you can place the trigger in a certain way to try to tell the body as to which way it's working. But the whole thing is that the body itself, with this DNA code, I feel strongly in some of the research that I've reviewed and been involved in, is that it has a memory as well. And when the blood from the umbilical cord is going into the fetus and developing. It is not just a question of nourishment or oxygen tension. I have seen in tissue transplants of people and organs where people take on the ambiance of behavior or food taste from an organ transplant, and it lasts for their lifetime, even though that organ can regenerate on its own, because the DNA code has been changed through its epigenetics. In other words, it's changed of being able to say, well, I'm going to take a piece of that protein, guanine or thymine, particularly of the four amino acid sequence, and then change the or reverse it, and have a different message by which that code stimulates another code within the person. Now, if the person is developing soul travel or spiritual embeddement, as it's called, then when the mother, taking your example, your mother, the mother is already connected to the spirit of that lost child, because that child within that spirit is still growing, which is the theory of the mythologies of reincarnation. Now, if you, let's say that the gender of that child, if it's a female, it has a different way of the DNA change within the spirituality of the brain of the parent. If it's male, it has what's called a progenerating protein structure, which I have very carefully thought that is the formation of the spirit itself. When Linnaeus was finding and making the tree of life, where, you know, he was drawing and discovering sperm, since it's Father's Day, it's a perfect way to say this, he did not count the egg of the female as part of the reproductive system, because he learned what his name was around 1600. He developed the actual drawings of the sperm within certain frog and rabbits and humans. And he labeled in Latin the formation that the head of the sperm was a spirit. Now, we're in the 16th century, okay, when Leeuwenhoek was discovering, to realize that the sperm, which he called little animals. Now, the whole facet of this is the fact that each DNA has its own spirit, and that, of course, you can photograph that by fluorescence and spirometrics, and particularly by gold coating. You can see the aura of DNA from tissue, from sperm, and from the ova. And when you compare the three, let's say from the same child that's had the same tissue, a lot of times children's tissues are saved because they may have an inheritance that needs to be researched. There aren't any answers for at the moment. Now, you take all that information and go into the psychic realm of being able to communicate psychically with the DNA of that passed over child. That's where I'm heading with this. I have seen and absolutely documented communications from paranormal activity from that passed over child that coincides with a biomarker which indicates the auric position of that communication. that has been documented in in several ways, actually. And in fact, it's the basis. You just happened to ask the question of which I knew I wouldn't have time to talk about today, but it has to do with electroencephalograms of the communication of brain pathways that are conscious motor imagery from the mind to the brain, and then it's transferred by electroencephalographic processing to another brain, and that brain takes that thought and passes it back to the other person. This is the beginning of the computer robot for the human brain. I just happen to have it right in front of me, and I was kind of hoping to talk about that today. You add the DNA to that, into the term that it has already been shown that you can have DNA messenger transfer from the base of a brain to another human through a computer and have that message travel outside of the Earth's atmosphere and be retrieved. That's where it stands right now. So if you can do that and do that with a human brain, I think that there's some merit to the mother and child transfer.
If I could add a comment, my theory was, and you can tell me whether I'm on the right or wrong track about this, and I'm only going to take about 30 more seconds. My theory was that there was some kind of antenna going on, A-N-T-E-N-N-A, between the mother and the child. And the mother was basically subscribing, continuing to subscribe to, while the child was alive, continuing to subscribe to, you know, the child's DNA because it was formerly in her body. And then when the subscription ends or when the child dies, that's when the mother is no longer able to subscribe. And I don't know whether it happens with the father in the same way.
No. Well, that's what I was trying to describe with you on the model, taking those three mental models on DNA transfers. I completely believe that the mother can communicate with that on that DNA matrix. When you find somebody like that, it works and have them take notes, and you'd be surprised as to, particularly in rapid eye movement sleep, if they're able to make a note on that, it's quite shocking that you'll have conversations that can be picked up.
Okay. All right, very good. Thank you. I'm going to go now. Carry on. Thank you. Happy Father's Day. Bye.
Thank you, Paula. I'm going to finish another comment onto this. Space travel, where you take the planarium, the flatworm, which has a similar genetic code matrix as a human does, and the idea that the Tufts University did a research study similar to Paula's question, and they had sent some flatworms into the International Space Station. And what happened was that when they came back to Earth, that the flatworm had developed two heads. And it's very difficult when you place the flatworm, which is the G. japonica, with half water and half air, and they launched them into the space mission. And what they found was that the ability to regenerate in outer space was based on the type of water that they used within the chamber. And when the astronaut worms, they were affectionately called, you know, were placed in fresh spring oil, they grew a little differently than the worms that were left on the Earth to make a comparison on the control group. And they did the DNA from the platform. They found that the worm that grew in the spring oil had the same DNA change sequence as the one that was on Earth that was had a different gravitational force. And those were the only two DNA patterns that matched. And that's world-shaking, because the flatworm is used for regeneration studies. It has 15,000 control worms were used in that study by the Tufts research. So the satellite station of S-Guardia is due to launch in August of this year. A complete spaceship dedicated to the flatworm for the determination of regeneration of DNA within the body. Because the worm's regeneration patterns, even though they're altered in space, the ones that are in the water and the spring water have a different communication system with the ones that are on Earth. So if you had, this is very important in terms of regeneration of signals, which are in the DNA of the human, to be what's called in the spirit, which makes Paula's question extraordinarily important, as all these questions are that come into the show. So if this carries forth from the Tufts University space station, in which the flatworms are engineered, let's say, to grow the heads of other species, and let's say they are induced to grow two heads by altering their bioelectric current, then what you have is, for instance, I get back to the robot walker again, it would be possible to regenerate the memory system of the cell within the framework of the genetic code, which is changed within the development of that code within certain parameters. And those parameters would be based upon the fact that it stays within the pattern of reproduction based on the fact that the DNA is communicating with the brain of the parent. This is the basis by which even human blood group systems are devised. And there are, of course, in the human blood system, on the DNA system and communication, there are 346 red blood cell antigens that are on the surface of the cell. There are 33 platelet antigens, and they're all, determined serologically. And this is why you can have, it's not just a blood group of AB, O, and AB. That's a blood type. But you have, of course, the Rh factor, which is from a rhesus monkey. And so the rhesus monkey, for the determination of the Rh type, is based upon a DNA sequence of which they have a formation of a communication system within that framework. And if you were to take and measure, let's say, taking a radiation test, let's say by atomic explosion to affect radiation from bone or the formation that's over 3.5 billion years old, which is the formation of the first seed on the Earth, as best is known, the radiation reading goes backwards. And it turns out that it's really going into the future, We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Arthur Casares. I working from memory, wanted to add on from Paula's question before I get into the water system about the transfer out of the mother and the DNA of the dead child. In alchemy, there is a book subject which is ancient. I was lucky enough at Oxford to be able to read it. It's an alchemy treatise. Was written in the 18th century. It's called The Hermaphrodite Child of the Sun and the Moon. And it talks about mankind as contradictions. In other words, the spirit wants to rule the world and the soul wants to be happy, really. And that conflict is symbolized in alchemy by the symbols of a man with a drawn sword and a woman with an eagle, or by two fighting animals such as eagles, or the dog and a bitch, or the fighting leads to the frenzied copulation. and death, symbolizing actually that fatal futility of the love-hate relationship. And so to escape this cycle, before harmony can be achieved, the inessential really is removed, which is the basis of the DNA, which was actually, Dr. Crick was aware of the symbolic chambers, which why he discovered DNA based upon those chambers. But as long as the spirit and the soul, you see, are chained by the maternal state, they cannot be freed. And so if you identify, let's say, too strongly with other physical cells, you're doomed, you see, to share the body's death. And according to alchemy, so you have the false identity, which must be sacrificed and destroyed, really to reveal the true self. And the basis of that, it would be if a seed, that the example is a seed, you know, couldn't flourish until the outer husk had fallen away. And so the substance that is described in alchemy, the determination of the formation of the mother and child, is the philosophic mercury, which is a spiritual solvent. And this preparation that presents to the alchemist is one of the greatest challenges of an alchemist. And the idea of both principles can be purified and reconciled as the sun and the moon, where the sacred union can occur. And it's actually a chemical wedding, of which is called the Red King and the White Queen. And the child from that union would be called, I believe, a transcendent androgynous child, where the spirit is ensouled in that child. And the immortal spiritual is the soul is in the hermaphrodite child, which is born in a watery cave, according to the symbologies. And the sulfur and mercury and the sun and the moon find the watery cave, and they can embrace in secret. And then that mother, you know, the moon conceives their hermaphroditic child, who will later emerge and from the mercurial water. The determination of the DNA message from that 18th century hermaphroditic child of the sun and moon was the basis of the discovery and of DNA. And see, I have for you a long time, and I'm glad that Paul asked the question, because I should be finishing. I've had that book, I've been writing that for a long time. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and in terms of things we have, I've got Steve from California. Hello, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Hello,
Dr. Pathways.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Parker. So you said you were going to be getting back to the water topic. By the way, the last one was phenomenal. I'm going to have to re-listen to that in the archives to fully digest what you said. But I wanted to ask you about water testing facilities. We have both a coconut shell whole home filter and also RO, but I wanted to check to see what the levels of, you know, whatever toxins may be in the water. And I was quite astonished to see how clear the water is. The name of the outfit is, I don't know if it's okay to mention it on air or not, is National Testing Laboratories. It was like the only one I could find on the internet, which made me a little bit suspicious. And but I went ahead with the testing anyway. It costs about $300.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was high was strontium levels. They said, let's see, the results were 0.02, and the minimum detection levels were 0.001. So I was just wondering if you knew anything about this company, if they're reputable, should I believe what's in the report? I'd be glad to email you the results of this, but almost everything was non-detected, quite frankly. That's what made me a little bit suspicious, actually.
The thing is that email me the results. You know my email?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just send that, Steve, and I'll take a look at it. Now, the other point is that I never comment about laboratories for a lot of reasons, because they have different testing methods. The water disposal units have, of course, they say every time they do the test and you see the results, you would think that they were making pudding in a recipe. You know, they're so pure, you know. There's some parts of the world... for instance, in California, for instance, they say the Hetch Hetchy water in Northern California is the purest in the world. Of course, by the time you go through the taps, you know, or the pipes, and goes from the headwater in and the type of chemicals that you need, they're still blaming it on cows defecating in the river and, you know, really, you know, and it comes from rocks and, you know, they're not telling you that it's metered, you know. And a lot of these chemicals are actually added. And so that being said, the strontium, of course, is expected, you know, in some way. But the fact that it has a low reading is good. There are other things, too, that you need to look at, and I'll tell you privately on the email about that. One of the things that... the fact that you're using reverse osmosis is excellent because you're doing a filter barrier hole system. If you have one of the things that I want to tip you off to, are you free to mention what area of the state that you live in?
Oh yeah, sure, San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Yeah. Well, they have. You know, that's the water contamination city of the world. You know that, don't you?
Well, that's why I have the multiple filtration system.
You get it from Mexico. You know, they got people don't realize that the ocean goes differently in, from the Gulf of Mexico coming in around the other point, you know, and see, San Diego's been battling that for centuries. Nobody does anything about it. You talk crossing a border and causing problems, the economy of scale, the water from Mexico, it blows your mind. You know what I mean? It just blows your mind.
Okay, so that's why when it came back as clear as it did, and
yeah, I know
the only company to find on the internet. I know
what you mean. The other thing is, this is why I'm mentioning it. See, the other thing. Now, one of the things that to pay attention to start thinking about is. Activated carbon. The idea of to have a activated carbon. We can talk about that later. Carbon itself is single. There's one key point that you made in your question, which has to do with coconut shells. In terms of things, that was where it all started. You know, using coconut shells and in form of charcoal. Which was originally and is still being used because the state of the art with all the machinery, I think it still doesn't have the point of use action that it needs to take care of fish, which is what, you know, they were, you know, originally trying to do. Now, the other point, very important is the ultraviolet disinfection, which I promulgated the first year I went out on the air and to expose all this. The thing about, I want you to know about, particularly when you have strontium at all, ultraviolet is a good way of disinfection because it doesn't require any chemicals. And it's used like a reverse osmosis, but the fundamental function is a chemical removal. It's very scalable. You can work with it. But I'll tell you what the downside is for ultraviolet systems, and that is there's you have to have it continually operating. Even though if you don't have any water that's in the flow for the measurement. So the energy system for a UV system, particularly in your part of the world, would be quite high. But it's still something that we need to consider, and I'll talk with you about that. And then, of course,
the water dispensers at offices and whatnot have UV, but it's only during when you're dispensing it. So that's almost ineffective, right?
Exactly. And then of course on the chloramine, there are certain species of chloramine which get missed. For instance, you have nitrogen trichloride. You can have dichloramine. You can have the monochloramine, which is really the real question points on the terms of ammonia uptake. That occurs, but there are other ways to test for that. So what you have to be thinking about is the activated carbon, which has a peroxide number. It's represented in minutes. In other words, how it decomposes hydrogen peroxide. You have the trihalomethanes, which you have to test separately. For instance, trihalomethanes, you have to test the chlorophyll or the biochlorodiuromethanine or the dibromochloromethane. It runs around 80 parts per billion in treated water, and each one of those has to be tested separately. And then on the reading, you have to test separately the haloacetic acid, because with the radioactivity of the water now, the life we live now, Steve, is radioactive water. That's where we are. That's not going to go away, So you have to get into the haloacetic acid testing, and that is a halogen atom replaces that hydrogen atom in that acetic acid. That's a very form of disinfecting byproducts of chlorination, and it's very important. You put it at the top of your list on the chlorination system. Of course, you have chloroform, which is a trihalomethane solvent. That has to be on the list because it forms with the carcinogenic formation of chloroform itself as a human carcinogen. So if you have one part per million, in turn, it's called a class, you can have a class 2A cancer come from that. Then the other on the list, which they usually don't have, is the chloropyrazine, which is a chemical compound. It's used as an antimicrobial or a fungicide or an insecticide. And chloropyrazine is extraordinary. You need to test that because that's part of the coming out of your shower head. So when you test the water, try to work it to also take a sample of the shower head water. And it's important that you have two samples. One, they don't tell the public that in terms of that you have the cold water from the shower head, and then you have warm water from the shower head in the separate vial. Yeah. The carcinogenic agents are very profound in the warm setting water because when they put that in, they're purposely trying to break down the glycerin of your skin. So you can have high penetration. Now, that's all the time I have for your question at the moment, but you contact me. Are we okay with the information?
Yes, thank you so much. That's excellent. Thank you so much.
Now, you contact me now.
I will today. Thank you.
Okay. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. We have Murr from Wisconsin.
Hey.
Hello, Murr.
Happy Father's Day, dear Dr. Nguyen.
Beg your pardon?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm not a father, but
No, you're doing a father's duty here, and I don't want to take up much of your time since you've had so many callers and they're all so good, and I have things to elaborate on them. But in rbnlive.tetango.com, I posted a JPEG about surveys being a lie, how they twist them. So I had sent that link to you in your email, and you got a Norton virus warning. So I would advise you to look at it in the chat room.
Okay.
You won't get one there. I have it posted in that chat room, rbnlive.chattango.com.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I'll send you some other things, but that shows how CNN twisted a survey. And you know New York Times does. And the deep state is the biggest problem.
And, yeah.
You know, we're forced to use the usury, but we aren't forced to consume the mudstream media. People need to back away from all of it. It's not entertainment. I was just looking at the director of that play, and he came from a broken home and moved to Oscar Eustace, moved to New York when he was 15. So, you know, these people are all troubled, you know? And mm-hmm. when they have a weak childhood and don't overcome it, some are able to overcome it to some extent, but they're much more manipulable, you know?
That's
they
right.
They have a good foundation.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. In my opinion, you're absolutely right. And this is another thing. We're getting into a culture where the feedback that we get from people that we think are friends are actually pieces of negative feedback. They're like little pieces of red part of your aura, you know, that you don't want. You know, it's like a... It's almost like a toxic personality, but beyond that,
yes.
this is the way I'm looking at it.
And here's the other side of that. The interwebs, we didn't have them back in the 80s when George H.W. Bush and all the rest were surfacing with all their child sacrificing and things they do. We do have it now, and we can use it like training wheels to regain our telepathy, our tele-empathy, where we can be there. I think we've been there in spirit, you and I.
And we'll yeah, we have a the thing that's see the there's a listener that sent me some material which I won't be able to use on air because it's too binary, but it's very important. they have the younger people, you know, they don't want to be called millennials, and so you know, yet they want to be consumers, and. Part of the information that's being sent is actually saying, well, you're complaining about the bag that you got to have and got to pay for to put in, you know, which is another bogus government idea when you think about it.
Yep.
But the end game is that of the information that was given, the discussing the characters that you and I are alluding to, was the fact, well, we didn't have a person who had tattoos all over their body and nose rings and couldn't tell change unless the register recorded it.
But how did they get that way? How did this generation get that way? And why are they being divided from the other generations? Separate feedlots. Why is that going on? Isn't that the mudstream media, too?
No. The thing is, that, you see, when I was years ago, At the university, I dated a very beautiful girl. excuse me. She was in the education department, and to be a teacher. And when the university in those days treated people to be teachers, they were really training them, you know, the psychology
right.
of things. And she was telling me that there was a new gadget which was called a hand computer, and when people took examinations, they were allowed to have their hand computer in the examination room. And she told me at the time that that would be the downfall of education because no one had to think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And of course, I found out a few months later that was totally true.
Yes. I remember taking some college courses, and they let them bring in their calculators, and I thought, well,
yeah.
What?
And, And so then too, in my opinion, we've lost spirituality.
Yes.
In other words,
we didn't really. It's just being hidden from us. It can never be lost. It's just atrophied. It's hiding. It's very shy.
Yeah. I don't think it's lost either, because it's in the brain cells of people in their evolution.
We have to choose what we'll feed our spirits, right?
Yeah. In other words, you have to be able to feed the spirit and out this thing. You know, one of the things that we're all sinners, no matter how you come out. I mean,
you can, but
there's a thing about that that I used when I used to have the prayer box in the battlefield. There's a time when the gods or the God or whatever you believe in gives you a chance to repent. And I always try, and I'm doing that more lately because I'm realizing how sinful I really am. But the thing is that I repent.
Right.
And I think that's what has to happen. In other words, I forgive my fellow man for what they did to me in the POW camp. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I got to go now, sweet.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You call again.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Marco Pesley. We only have about 2.5 minutes left in the show, but I want to get everybody in. Jimmy from New Mexico. Hello, Jimmy.
Good morning, Dr. Parker, and just perfect timing because what I've got to say is really quick. At one point in time, you said that you had made contact with or had contact with President Trump. Sir, could I ask you to do one favor for me and the nation, if you can get a message to him? Could you please let him know just how vitally and important it is for him to get his own special prosecutor going right now to shut down all of this deep state stuff that is trying to destroy him?
No,
if you could just get him that one message and make him understand that he needs to do it.
If I were to get in contact with that and that kind of conversation came up, I would do that. The thing is that when you have Trump contacted me and found me in the world, you see, and so concerning the water and the fact. In fact, he is putting forth the idea that we propose about putting human sludge on food. It's been going on for over 60 years. And the EPA people are going nuts because they make a fortune on that personally. But those are the kind of conversations you usually have. They're about 10, 15 minutes, and that's it. And you have to stay with the conversation. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. The deep state is out to get him, and they want to get him out there because the elites don't like it that he's messing up their nest. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly, and he needs to find his own. And what I think would be absolutely hilarious is if he, put Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, as a special investigator on it.
Yeah, he'd be perfect.
Could you imagine the heartache?
Yeah, well, that guy knows what he's doing. That's all there is to it. He's not an elite either. Listen, I gotta go. Listen, thank you for calling. I wish we had more time on this. Really?
Thank you, sir. Have a good day and happy Father's Day.
Same to you, sir.
All right.
We have Pam from Michigan. We only have seconds left in the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Parker. And as far as I'm concerned, you are a national treasure, and you are, in fact, a father to us all. And I thank you for the things that you do, the work that you do, and I wish everyone would listen to your program. Sometimes it's very difficult for me to listen to it because I get so outraged that the powers that be have sold us out.
They have.
And
it's time
they really
for us
have.
To change it. Time for us to change it.
Yes, I agree. And you had also mentioned reincarnation. There is a YouTube video, and it says reincarnation proof, and it's Whitley Strieber interviewing a couple about their young son who was showing the symptoms of reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they've written a book, and it's their story about their son and his reincarnation. Very interesting. Thank you so much for all you do, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much, Pam. This is the end of our 3-hour live program. I want to thank everyone that's out there, and happy Father's Day to the fathers out there. Yeah, my hat's off to you. And I want to thank my producer, and I want to thank RBN for being the platform of one of the greatest legal challenges to cure out the water that the world has ever seen. And I want to thank the people that are behind everyone that makes it possible for me to be here. We'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time, in the United States of America. God bless America. And happy Father's Day.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.